This is a CBC podcast. Have you heard? Listening to CBC Radio online is now better than ever. Hear all your favorite shows like Q, The Current, and The Strombo Show at cbc.ca/listen.
Uncovering the past, students from Cartwright are getting their hands dirty this summer. They're helping to unearth old sod homes on an archaeological site in Indian Harbor on the south coast. Tomorrow, the community will get a chance to check out their work. Chelsea Morris has been busy experiencing it firsthand, though, as a summer student at the site, and she's on the phone from Cartwright. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
What has it been like working at the site in Indian Harbor so far this summer?
Oh, it's been really interesting. We've had fairly good weather. We've had pretty good digging days, and we're getting a lot of artifacts, so it's been pretty busy.
Describe what the site looks like for me.
When you first come along shore, all you can see is the 6 or 7 orange tents, so that's our village that the summer students that stay out there stay in over for the next 6 weeks or so. And then you come up to the site that's a grid that's spread out on the ground, and there's about 80 different units, so it's strung out with string, and you have some people digging. Some of the units are uncovered and some of them are not, so we'll get through them after the summer is over.
And so what sort of things have been uncovered?
We found a lot of iron nails, and this year we found a lot of pipe stem, which it's not that it's uncommon, but we've found a lot more this year than normal, so we're thinking there was a lot of smokers in this house. We've also found some bits of glass. On Friday when I went out and dug, I uncovered an ulu. That's a big deal for the season. Ulus are a big indication. This one was found out of was made out of iron, so it was possibly nailed out of a spike or something that had been traded or found from other ships. So that's probably the biggest find that we've got so far this year.
And certainly the ulu has a strong connection to the Inuit part of the history there.
That's right.
Wow. So what's it like when you uncover a new artifact?
I guess it's pretty exciting. Usually, well, the new ones that are out there haven't been doing it for very long. You're pretty excited. They announce what they have, and everybody runs over to your unit to see what you found. And then you get the ones that have been doing it for years, and they kind of just keep to themselves and keep their own bags and just let Lisa know.
And I guess, though, there must be, in between the finding stuff, there must be a lot of time that's spent carefully digging up without actually getting anything.
Oh, there's plenty of units that we just dig through, and you're just digging through dirt, and you think you get excited because you found something, and it just turns out to be a root or a rock that means nothing. So, it varies.
So what are you learning about the families that may have lived there?
We're learning that it's, I think it's an 18th century house, so it's fairly new compared to the one we did last year, and we found out we haven't got a lot uncovered yet, but we've gotten to the floor of the house, so that's exciting. That kind of gives us an indication of where we're at, but we haven't found the floor walls yet. We're thinking that we found the passageway, so that gives us an indication where they come in through, and it teaches us different things that they've done, what they've eaten with the bones, and the pipe stem has given us an idea that they did trade with European settlers in order to get the pipe.
So do you ever sit there and picture in your mind what it would have been like there, in the 18th century when people lived there?
Oh, most definitely. I know we had a girl last year, and she used to act it all the time. If we uncovered a sleeping platform, then she'd figure out different ways that they slept in the sleeping platform, and then we have the passageway, and she'd come in through the door. So, yeah, we have a few people who just want to act it out just for fun.
What's it like for you, as someone who's Métis, to be uncovering part of your past?
Oh, it's really interesting, and hopefully it's going to help us in the long run, I don't know, with land claims or different things like that, but it really brings it closer to home, because we have more of an idea of how they live compared to people that are coming in to look at it, so I think it brings us a little closer.
This is something that certainly you seem to get quite excited about. Is it something that you've ever considered as a career?
I never ever thought about it, never ever considered it until last summer when I needed a summer job, and this one came up. And I took it, and it was by far the most interesting of the summer. Everybody else thought that we had the most exciting job of the summer, and then this year it came back up again, and I was first to apply, definitely wanted to be out there again. It's really interesting. It just brings you closer to home, knowing that you have some sort of an idea of what could have went on compared to the other people that are just coming in. But yeah, I find it really interesting, personally.
So tell me about what's going to be happening for Community Day.
Community Day is the most exciting day of the dig. We usually we go out in the morning and we set up. We have hot dogs and hamburgers and pop open, and that's for the public. We open usually like 10:30, but anybody, any time during the week, if anybody wanted to pop in and take a look at the site, they're more than welcome. Lisa is always there to talk anybody through any questions, but Community Day, it's specifically open to everybody, and some people dig. Some people are just going through the site and showing them the different parts of the house, and then a lot of people just sit around the fire and have a chat and ask any questions to Lisa if they have any.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, so anybody can come out.
Well, thank you very much for telling me all about it today.
Perfect. All right, thanks.
That's Chelsea Morris from Cartwright. She's working as a summer student at the archaeological site in Indian Harbor near Cartwright.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.